This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. It is cloudy, dreary, cold this morning. Our top story, it is certainly chilly this morning, but you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, tomorrow we could get a freeze across North Texas.
And Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says some of us will drop into the mid-20s.
We've got a couple of things to talk about this morning and for tomorrow morning. We got a few showers around through the day today, southeastern parts of the area. But the bigger story, first official freeze at DFW, yep, it's possible. Lows tomorrow morning, 25 to 31 across the area.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Right now at DFW Airport, 56 delays and 8 total cancellations. Again, it has been a really rough time when it comes to security checkpoints. B30 is a 20-minute wait. B9 is a 40-minute wait. A35 is taking 20 minutes. C11, 25 minutes. D22 is at 25 minutes.
And at Love Field, there are 17 delays in and out of the airport and no cancellations.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather. 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A fast-moving federal investigation is underway after authorities arrested Mohammed Daywood Alakoze in Tarrant County. He posted a TikTok video indicating he was building a bomb targeting the Fort Worth area. Alakoze arrived in the U.S. under Operation Allies Welcome and became a lawful permanent resident in 2022. He is accused of making a terroristic threat. It comes after a deadly shooting allegedly involving another Afghan national last week in Washington, D.C.
We'll expect to see a few people at the office distracted by their Christmas shopping today. It is Cyber Monday, and even after 20 years, it's still a thing. People looking for deals on Christmas presents on the Monday after Thanksgiving. Michael Garfield, the high-tech Texan, he says Cyber Monday might not be the only time to find those deals online.
Today, yes, without a doubt, because it's Cyber Monday, because of the big push, retail outlets online, they're having some deals.
There's a way to see if Cyber Monday prices are actual deals. You can use a website called Camel 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 that compares Amazon prices throughout the year to see when prices actually go up and when they drop. You can also look at a site called Keepa that does the same thing.
With Christmas just 24 days away, we are heading into the final stretch of the Salvation Army Angel Tree program across North Texas.
The program allows you to buy toys for kids from low-income families. The angel tags are hanging from Christmas trees at more than a half dozen North Texas malls, and the deadline for adopting a tag is coming up on Saturday.
We have about 2,000 or 3,000 more that need to be adopted, so you can go to the malls, you can go on our website, salvationarmynorthtexas.org, and you can adopt an angel from there.
Salvation Army's Caroline Webb goes on to say even more important than taking an angel tag is following through by buying and dropping off those gifts. You'll find drop-off information on the back of your tag. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The waiting game continues over whether Texas will be allowed to use its newly redrawn congressional map or will have to revert to the 2021 map. Nina Perales is the lead attorney for LULAC, the named plaintiff suing Texas over the map. She's confident the U.S. Supreme Court will uphold the lower decision that the map was racially gerrymandered.
There's abundant evidence that legislators targeted districts on the basis of race and also drew districts using racial targets. And both of those can be unconstitutional.
Governor Abbott disagrees with Judge Jeffrey Brown's decision that the map is unconstitutional.
The judge who wrote that opinion was just reversed last year by the Federal Court of Appeals. He got that redistricting decision wrong. He got this one wrong also.
The court needs to act soon as the deadline for candidates to file for the Texas primary is December 8th.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
The United States pauses all asylum decisions across the country in response to the shooting that targeted two U.S. National Guardsmen near the White House. The death toll in Hong Kong's apartment complex blaze is now up to 146 as investigators discovered more bodies in the burned-out buildings. An Afghan national is under arrest here in North Texas after a social media video appeared to show him building a bomb aimed at the Fort Worth area. Investigators say Mohammed Dawood Alakoze entered the United States in 2022 under Operation Allies Welcome and is now in the Tarrant County Jail on a terroristic threat charge and an immigration detainer as the case moves forward.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hope you had a good weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. It's 724 News Radio 1080 KRLD. We're the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. We had this pleasant surprise on Friday. There was this little excuse me session, just a 3.5 hour trading session sandwiched in there because the markets can't be closed 4 days in a row. But the fact is, it was just marvelous. It was this comeback, this turnaround. It was like the Cowboys did in that game the other night, like SMU didn't. And what it did is it salvaged the month. So the Dow and the S&P average closed positive for the month. It was the best Thanksgiving week in 13 years. And so you'd expect, well, maybe a little carryover. Nope, not today. In fact, we look lower hard across the board. The Dow looks down 230, the NASDAQ down 236, and the S&P average down 47. The selling's picked up again in Bitcoin, too. The whole cryptocurrency universe is getting hit. Most of those are down 7 or 8%. Bitcoin itself is down almost 6%, down $5,000 a piece today. Now, the fuel for the rally last week was the expectation, the growing expectation, the Fed's going to cut interest rates when they meet next week. So that should help. But interest rates are higher today. In fact, a good bit here, higher, 4.05% on the 10-year. That is because, stay with me on this, the Japanese are about to raise interest rates, which means that all the money they've been parking here and buying our U.S. Treasuries, they may bring back to Japan, so which pushing interest rates higher. It's always something. Crude's up 56 cents, $59.11. Here goes gold, up $34 at 42.88. But right now, the NASDAQ would be the hardest hit percentage-wise, down 225 points on the opening. The Dow down over 200, the S&P down 45. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is, David. It is always something. It's 7:26 now on the KRLD Morning News.
Well, with it being the 1st of December, dozens of new laws go into effect this week.
One of the new laws is the so-called Texas Women's Privacy Act, which conservatives have been pushing for the last decade. Mary Elizabeth Castle with Texas Values says the bill slaps limits on women's restrooms and locker rooms based on biological sex.
It also includes, you know, correctional facilities, prisons,
and domestic violence shelters. Fines start at $25,000 and go up to $125,000. From the 24-Hour News Center, Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
TCU women's soccer team with a program first heading to the NCAA College Cup.
Sydney Becerra wins it for TCU, and for the first time in program history, the Horned Frogs leap their way to Kansas City. They head to the College Cup in a stunner.
The number two Frogs nip top-seeded Vanderbilt 2-1 in overtime in Nashville on Saturday. And TCU punches its historic ticket. Staying with women's soccer, the U.S. Soccer Federation proposes 14 American sites to host games for the 2031 Women's World Cup, including some here in the state.
FIFA has released the bid books for the 2031 and 2035 women's tournaments. The only bidder to host in 2031 is a coalition of the U.S., Mexico, Costa Rica, and Jamaica. The Texas sites included in their proposal are AT&T Stadium in Arlington and NRG Stadium in Houston. They're both hosting matches for the 2026 World Cup. A total of 50 sites were mentioned in the 2031 bid, and the final decisions likely will not be made for several years. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The 6-5-1 Cowboys are getting ready for a Thursday game in Detroit, and KRLD's Russell Scott reports after winning three in a row, some Cowboys fans are thinking playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs?
Well, yes, some fans are thinking playoffs.
We beat the two last two Super Bowl champions.
But what about it, head coach Brian Schottenheimer?
I think I'm not going to get into all that stuff. We're just going to keep playing football. We're playing good football. We're riding a three-game winning streak. We need to get to four.
Going into that Thanksgiving Day game, the Cowboys' playoff chances were set at about 9%. But after the weekend, the Athletic puts their chances of making the playoffs at 25%. For most Cowboy fans, hope shines bright. For others,
they need some luck from some other teams that, you know, have pretty good records.
The Cowboys play in Detroit on Thursday. This is a stretch of four games in 17 days. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.